time now for It Says in the Papers with Fiona Kelly.
Three little girls feature in three separate images on the front of today's papers. The Irish Independent runs with the shot of a child with her arms wrapped around her mother's neck. Her mother is in tears as they flee their home in the Gaza Strip yesterday after Israel launched a series of retaliatory airstrikes on the region following Saturday's Hamas attack. The Irish Times runs with the shot of a little girl covered in a film of grey residue being carried into a hospital in the arms of a man who appears to be her dad. While the Irish Examiner runs with the starkest image of all, it's of a rescue worker pulling the limp body of a very small girl by the arm from the rubble of another building in Gaza. Back in the front of the Times, the lead story focuses on the ground offensive which Israel is expected to mount over the coming days after its army called up 300,000 reservists and a blockade was imposed on the Gaza Strip. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail focuses on the threat issued by Hamas that it will execute an Israeli captive every time Israel bombs a Palestinian home without warning. I just want her back. That's the headline in the Irish Sun, which in common with the Irish News, leads with an interview with Jennifer Dante, the mother of 22-year-old Kim Dante, who has been missing since the Hamas attack on Saturday. Another worried mother features in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. Kerry Fagan from Oma, whose 26-year-old son Jamie was on a charity trip to Israel to give dance lessons to children in the Bethlehem area, tells the paper that she's been in constant contact with Jamie since Saturday. Himself and five colleagues from Northern Ireland and two from the Republic have been in touch with the Irish Embassy and are hoping to be able to get a flight out of Tel Aviv tomorrow. The Irish Daily Star leads with the emotional tribute which Bono paid to those who died as a result of Saturday's attack on the Supernova Music Festival in Israel during their U2 show in Las Vegas on Saturday. Elsewhere on the front pages, The Independent and Examiner run with budget-related stories. The Independent anticipates that taxpayers could be €800 better off due to cuts to the USC and tweaks to income tax bans, while The Examiner focuses on a €10,000 lump sum which small and medium-sized businesses are expected to be given today. Child vaping epidemic, that's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Mirror. As part of a special investigation, a 14-year-old boy was sent out shopping for vapes. Within the space of an hour, four shops sold him vapes, while a number of other retailers asked him for ID and refused to make the sale, despite it not being illegal for a child of his age to buy a vape. Cancer consultant John Crown is also quoted, saying that the authorities need to come down like a ton of bricks on anyone selling nicotine products to children. And finally, there's a piece in today's Examiner about a new walking tour around Cork City, which combines folklore and food. Based on a tour of the same name in Chicago called the Underground Donut Tour, it also takes in lots of the city's more traditional bakeries. Denise O'Donoghue describes it as a gentle introduction to the history of Cork, with the added bonus of a full belly at the end of the tour.